repercussions of the Hariri assassination continue to unfold in Lebanon. At a ceremony commemorating Martyrs Day, Hezbollah Secretary General Said Hassan Nasrallah said the special tribunal seeks to undermine resistance, adding that the United States has allocated $10 million for the purpose.
There was a Lebanese demand from some sides for U.S. pressure on Saudi Arabia and the Saudi King Abdullah specifically, and Syria, to stop any efforts, and there was even a demand for U.S. pressure on President Soleiman, Mr. Jumblat, and the opposition. It is obvious that the Americans and the Israelis have become deeply involved with the tribunal in order to fulfill the plan of destroying the resistance.
Nasrallah also said those who depend on the U.S. to achieve their goals will get nowhere. He also rejected the legality of the tribunal, arguing that the U.S.-backed tribunal investigating the killing of Hariri is expected to indict members of the group with the help of false witnesses. But Nasrallah warned, quote, "We will cut off the hand of anyone who tries to arrest any of its partisans."
Whoever thinks the resistance could possibly accept any accusation against any of its leaders is mistaken, no matter the pressures and threats. And whoever thinks that we will allow the arrest or detention of any of our fighters is mistaken. We will cut off the hand that attempts to reach our members.
Some media reports have said that the Special Tribunal for Lebanon is reportedly set to issue an indictment that will implicate high-ranking members of Hezbollah. Nasrallah did make a call on the Lebanese government and the March 14th alliance to cooperate with the Saudi-Syrian efforts, which he described as sincere. This point could provide the horizon for a possible breakthrough, according to March 14 figures.
"It is too early to speak of a deadlock. The last cabinet session and the positive words of Sayed Nasrallah on the Saudi-Syrian efforts show that there could be a possibility for a breakthrough. Nasrallah has put a condition. The 14th of March does have the right to voice its concerns. But I think there could be a final consensus."
Relations have been tense between Hezbollah and the 14th of March coalition, amid demands by Hezbollah and the opposition to refer the issue of false witnesses to the Justice Council in Lebanon. These demands have been met with refusal by the March 14th, leaving the country on the verge of a political standoff. The issue of false witnesses and the future indictment of the Special Tribunal for Lebanon can lead to political deadlock in the country, as both the 14th of March coalition and the Lebanese opposition have shown no sign of backing down on their demand. Mariam Saleh, Press TV, Beirut.